works.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, the final hour, the final show of 2010. Bob Chapman finishing up the statement you were making there at the end of the last hour. Max Kaiser's coming up in the next segment with his take on 2010 and beyond. What's going to happen next year? It's already next year on the other side of the globe. You notice that it's all about middle-class tax cuts, when really that wasn't even a middle-class tax cut. It was keeping it where it was. They're hoping people making $30,000 a year don't understand that somebody making $250,000 a year is not rich and is literally who butters their bread. That's the main group still funding what's left of this country. And the globalists are offshore literally hoarding it all by design. What do we do? Just educate people about this?
That's all we can do, and have them go to Congress and say, look, we can't allow the president to have this kind of legislation go through, and why don't we rescind this largesse that these corporations have, who started this free trade globalization and all the jobs and businesses we've lost? They're killing our country, and now they want to be rewarded for it. We can't allow that. We've got to stop it. We need tariffs of 25% to 40%. We got to stop this foolishness. We've got every nation in the world devaluing their currencies to compete against us. We can't compete outside the country without tariffs. We found that out in 1800, and we seem to have forgotten it.
Very well said. I want to jam in one more call for Bob Chapman. But you know what? I'll go to calls after Kaiser goes, because he's only on for two segments. I promise I'll get to everybody with a blitz of calls the last 30 minutes and some more news that I want to cover. But Bob, in the 3 minutes we've got left, any other predictions for 2011 that you think are important?
Well, I think gold and silver are going to go right through the roof. I mean, they've shown everybody that gold is now, for this point in time, the alternative to the U.S. dollar. They've beaten them out. Everybody's buying gold and silver throughout the world. Unfortunately, the Americans are lagging far behind, but they'll catch up. And I think that we can easily achieve $2,400 in gold, $50 in silver. We may even get to $3,000 this coming year. And that would put silver at $50, $60, $70, and maybe even higher.
What do you think about oil?
It's the only
going
place
up
you can go to protect yourself.
I agree with you. What do you think about oil exploding and one of the big Shell execs talking about $5 a gallon within 12 months?
Well, it's only about buck and a half from where it's at now in most places. So what are we looking at the price of oil? Probably $100, $110 a barrel. And I think that from what I've observed in over 50 years of dealing in markets, the oil market is very, very easy to manipulate, and they do manipulate it. They being the major producers in concert with the powers behind government, and oil will be where they want it to be, and it's not a supply and demand factor. If they want it at 125 or 97 or, for that matter, we saw it back at $18 not that long ago. And so with that said, it's open season. Anything goes on oil. Where they're going to stop it, I don't know.
Well, it's going to be a crazy year, no doubt. And I have to agree with you. If people think 2010 was bad financially, a lot of experts are saying this is the year that they're really going to depeg the dollar. Globally is the world reserve, and China and Russia are now officially in trade with each other only in the Chinese currency.
Well, that's true. And I think what the American contingent, the Bilderbergers, et cetera, are going to do is they're going to have that meeting I've talked about, devalue, revalue the currencies, multilateral default. And I think right after that, the U.S. will say, well, we're going to back our currency again with gold.
Wow.
And I think that's the route they're going to take.
Bob, have a great new year, and I'll see you next year, next Friday.
You got it. And thanks for having me.
And thanks for having you on the show. It's wonderful. We'll be right back.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica, the number 3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Certain level, do what your teacher says, your parents say. But when you know that there's the clergy response teams that we know came into being about 2003, we learned about them in 2005, it was just tens of thousands of preachers recruited telling their flocks, secretly by Homeland Security, they don't tell their flock this, submit to government, Romans 13, Hitler's favorite Bible verse. But we are the people. We are the government. We are the Constitution and Bill of Rights. And when the politicians say, we don't like the Constitution, we're not going to follow the Constitution, we're just going to do whatever we want, that's called tyranny. And so who holds them responsible? Well, according to these churches, doesn't matter. If somebody's wearing a suit and a tie and says they're the authority, do what they say. That's called tyranny. It's a very creepy song. It's called the West Coast Believers Kid Band. And it's their second song. They put it together. It's about respecting and obeying your teachers, your parents, and Jesus. Hope you like it too. And people say, the Nazis also brainwashed this way. Obey authority? Seriously. These poor kids, I can guarantee that sometime when they're 20-something, they will completely rebel against God and rethink everything their parents brainwashed them to do. And the best quote here, I mean, none of the commenters buy into this. It says, do what they say and everything will be okay. That's the opposite of what the founding fathers taught. Because this isn't just your parents. It's what the school says. Well, the average school is saying, don't follow what your parents say. Don't do what they say. I've read Time Magazine for Kids on air, where it says, your parents belong to an old, sad time. I actually said that. They don't understand how cool it is to have an implantable microchip, but you do. Or, kids, turn your parents in for environmental crimes. Write them fake tickets for taking a hot bath. New York Times. I mean, just super, super creepy. Do we have Max Kaiser? Fantastic. Max Kaiser joins us for the next 30 minutes or so. Then we're going to take your calls and blitz through a lot of news I haven't gotten to yet today. But it's good to end the year with Max Kaiser. Of course, the inventor of the Hollywood Stock Exchange system, BBC TV host, RT TV host, Press TV TV host, Genesis Saturday morning radio host. Very busy bee. And Max kicked off on this show a few months ago the Buy Silver, Crash J.P. Morgan campaign. And since then, we've seen silver explode. We've seen gold explode back up. But there's a lot of factors adding to this. But no doubt, the Liberty Movement from Australia to the United States, from South Africa to Russia, from Mexico to Venezuela, I'm seeing literally tens of thousands of videos on YouTube of people talking about the campaign. That's what you can do about the Obama deception. Endgame, Fall the Republic. The TSA, just all make your own videos ranting about it and saying, I won't submit. And that will reach tens of millions more. Sound off. Say, I don't consent. Verbally speak out. Say no, no, no. And show how outside the realm of political consent these corrupt governments controlled by offshore banks are. I'm also talking to Kaiser about the trillions that the mega banks and corporations have offshore. They want to bring back basically at 5% tax. The media diverted everybody talking about middle-class tax cuts and people making quarter mil a year while never discussing the real swindles that are going on by the mega-rich. But Max Kaiser, great to have you joining us from Paris. You're only a few hours away from 2011 there. We're going to fade him up here in a moment where we may have lost him. Yeah, that's a dead line. I can tell you right now there's no audio there. Okay, we lost him over there. Who knows, maybe in the coldest winter now they're reporting in 1,000 years, maybe the phone lines froze up with folks over there on their side of the pond. We will get him up and on the air with us. Right now, while we're doing that, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Who's up first here? I guess it'd be Dan. Dan, thanks for holding. You're on the air. We'll get to Justin, Linda, and others coming up. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Yeah, Prison Planet member. Suggest everybody gets to be a Prison Planet member as well. Just a question and then comment what I see personally about what's going on with my wife, basically. But my question was, I was wondering what was going on with that social networking site that you were you spoke about to compete with Facebook and such. That would be an excellent idea to go against the New World Order.
Sure, sure. To be clear, we built one and we load tested it. It had problems. It worked pretty good, but I don't want to just launch something that, you know, that. But we're working on it right now feverishly. I've just hired two people to work in-house on it instead of hiring outside firms. I mean, it's obviously Facebook's had $1 billion put into it or billions of dollars put into it. You know, we're spending tens of thousands here with what we're doing, but I want to develop that so patriots can get together. What else is on your mind?
It's just like my wife, she works in a nursing home, and what she notices is that hospice is starting to do the eugenics by putting people on nothing by mouth, basically once they see that they don't have a gag reflex, and only give them morphine. She just has a hard time watching that because they suffer. I mean, they ask her.
No. I should do probably 100 shows on this. I have done a lot of shows on the past. For decades, they've been murdering people. It's eugenics. Bill Gates is now out in the open. They admit there are the death panels. And they don't give you essential surgeries, and they just take you and drug you and kill you. And your wife needs to speak out against it, and the bioethicists are turning into pure eugenicists. I appreciate your call. Great points. Okay, now with us for the next 30 minutes. He dropped again. Wow. Max Kaiser, we're having trouble getting him on the line. I wonder if it's sabotage. I mean, you know the system doesn't like what he's doing and that Crash Silver program he launched here that's getting so much attention. So we'll see if Max ever makes it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Justin in Illinois. Justin, welcome.
Yes, sir. Hello, Alex. And thank you for speaking truth to tyranny, as always. And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
Yes, sir. I had a prediction for 2011, and that is that I'm guessing that the U.S. government will continue their program of aid to the government of Mexico in the form of military assistance, and that is known as the Merida Initiative. Have you heard of this?
Oh, it's in the billions of dollars. In fact, let me just search the term. It's a whole bunch. Let me see. U.S. aid to Mexico totals. It's just massive. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's. I believe they've appropriated $1.4 billion, started in 2007 under Bush and continued here under Obama. And I learned a lot from watching a YouTube documentary on the subject called Merida Initiative Collapse by Design. And I wouldn't be surprised to see more intervention from the government, the U.S. government in Mexico next year. And I think they're probably going to use the securing the border as a pretext to further integrate the United States with Mexico.
Well, that's Canada. What the SPP documents state, is that they would use the flu, they would use implosions in the economy in Mexico, they would use terrorism as a way to merge the law enforcement, the military, and then the borders. And now that's all over the news this week that indeed, oh, we just got an idea, we're merging all our computer systems. Oh, we just got an idea, we've got joint response deals with Canada and Mexico inside each other's countries to fight terrorists. And it just goes on and on and on. And that is the North American Union. And under that system, it isn't elected representatives that control it. You'll still have your Congress that's basically ceremonial and rubber stamps everything. But overall, it'll be these unelected corporate regional boards that will control everything. And so that's a great point. I mean, it's the same thing. The states, the feds are supposed to only do a very few limited things. State of Texas says, hey, you didn't pass that through Congress. We're not going to let you come in here and always cut, and put fines and fees and increase power prices on Texas utility users and the surrounding states that Texas predominantly powers. You're not allowed to do that. And you don't have a law to enforce that. And so the EPA just shows up in Texas yesterday and says, we're pulling all your permits. The state can't issue permits anymore. We're coming in and we're going to shut you down if you don't live up to what we say. They're just doing it. And Congress is just sitting there on their hands going, well, we didn't pass a law, but that's okay. You just go ahead and do whatever. You just go ahead and do whatever you want over there. And that's an example of this lawlessness. And it's the same thing with the North American Union, same thing with the World Trade Organization. Unelected group, more power than Congress over our trade. So it's just like Texas. Why even have a legislature? I mean, they got federal command centers, they tell you, are locally controlled. That's a total lie. the threat fusion centers. They're openly federalizing everything. And it's just all completely illegal, un-American. It's tyranny. But it's got to get worse before it gets better. We'll be right back. And I think we do have Max Kaiser. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a five-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Okay, we're still working on getting Max Kaiser on. I really want to hear from him at the end of the year here. But I've got some other points of news I want to cover before this transmission ends. But I also want to talk to you and get your take on what's the most important things that happened in 2010. What do you see happening in 2011? Linda in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome.
Whoa, thank you, Alex. I have to bless you for all the good work you're doing and bringing together people like Webster Tarpley, Bob Chapman, Max Kaiser, and Porter Stansbury, all experts, geniuses in their own right, and it's wonderful to listen to your show. Happy New Year.
Well, thank you so much. My greatest pleasure is being able to talk to all the great listeners and people out there and to be able to stand up for what's right. Doesn't mean we're perfect. Doesn't mean that any of us, you know, get it done 100% right, but at least we're going in the right direction. Our heart's in the right place, and we're having a lot of success. And if more people get involved in fighting tyranny, we can defeat this. What's on your mind, Linda?
And, you know, it took me forever to get through to you because millions of people listen to you, Alex, and millions of people try and get through on the phones. And that is a good sign that the numbers are increasing every day, and we have a chance to beat the tyranny and the fascism that is trying to take over our country.
We do have a chance.
We have a big chance because they are only a very small minority, 13 families in charge, maybe 100-something extended from that, and there are millions of us, millions and billions of us.
There are less than 20 ruling families.
Yeah. So we have this opportunity. We cannot let them intimidate us with things like what they're doing with tasering and the TSA.
Oh, that's another point. Think of how they've introduced tasers, and now they do it if they don't like your attitude. I mean, this is a cattle prod. These are killing people, and they don't care. They just keep doing it. Every couple days, I see where they taser autistic kids or blind kids or retarded kids because they don't answer questions right, or they shoot retarded kids in the back. I mean, it's they're really trying to just set the precedent to do to us whatever they want. And we've got, to, as I said, it's simple. Just start saying no, no, no.
Yes, and that's why I'm calling. You know, one of the chief murderers who brought in what's going on is George W. Bush.
Yes.
And he has killed, allegedly, just millions of people in Iraq, and because of the lies that he spoke to the American people, there are over 5,800 of our soldiers dead in Iraq and Afghanistan, and of course many innocent civilians.
Well, hundreds of thousands have been getting sick or dying from the last several wars, soft kill DU.
I can't stand George W. Bush. I have been working with Vincent Bugliosi, and I called district attorneys in Alaska, California, Oregon, Vermont, Texas, trying to find someone who had the balls to arrest and prosecute George W. Bush. Now I think we have an opportunity, Alex, with the change of the attorney generals and governors and new DAs, to actually find someone who will prosecute George W. Bush.
Well, I've seen calls from prestigious organizations for criminal charges against Cheney and Bush. Nigeria caught Cheney making payoffs to people for Halliburton, and then they tried to make another payoff to get him out of trouble. It's come out that that's illegal as well. But absolutely, you know, even though George W. Bush is just a big minion, if you can ever bring a George Bush to justice or a Dick Cheney or a Barack Obama for their treason, and Obama's just as guilty. He's accelerated the torture, the black sites, the secret sites. That's now all admitted. These guys are all guilty. Just like they send people that are caught torturing to prison, well, they're the ones giving the orders. They're even more guilty. Linda, great hearing from you. Have a great New Year coming up. Be safe out there tonight. Let's talk to Dan in New Mexico. Dan, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And here's what I think the biggest story of 2010 was, and what I think the biggest thing is going to be in 2011. And I think it's Rand Paul getting elected. Everything that I've read is he's going to really hit the ground running. He's not going to be just a little wallflower freshman senator sitting
there. Stay
there.
I want to hear more from this because I'm glad you mentioned this. This is one of the points I wanted to make. That's why it's great taking the calls because you raise all the points and more. And guess where Rand's going to be living? With his dad in his dad's condo in D.C. So the dad will be there with the advice, helping him. Not that Rand isn't incredibly smart. I mean, I saw Rand go from being well-spoken and you know, a little more, you know, just kind of provincial to being super hardcore. And he's just going to get better and better and better and better and better. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig for today's modern smoker.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, under the Ice Age attack, we can't get a hold of Max Kaiser. So, too bad. Maybe we'll have him for the first of the year, one of our first guests. Maybe we should have him on the Sunday show. Maybe we should line that up for the second hour of the Sunday show. Got to get my Kaiser fix. Because Jaron enjoys doing Kaiser imitations back there in the, make the check out too. But little gallows humor there, my friends. Let's go back to your calls. And we were talking to, which caller was I talking to, John? Yeah, Dan in New Mexico. Let me just go ahead and give you the toll-free number, too. As you hear callers hang up, you're welcome to get on board, because I'm going to try to, in the new year, with a bunch of your calls, your predictions for the upcoming year, what you think was important last year. I got a few little things I want to hit on as well. Dan was bringing up one of the biggest stories being Rand Paul. Regardless of what you think about Rand Paul, a lot of people are like, oh, it doesn't matter, we get good people elected. You know, you can't stop it. You know, the solution isn't voting. Regardless, we have the issue of the media doing everything they could, saying he didn't have a college degree, a bachelor's. Well, because he was the top of his class and placed out. My dad did the same thing. A lot of people do. He placed out. He didn't have to finish. He went right in to medical school. Then they said he was kidnapping women. They said he was, you know, doing all these things. None of it was true. And they failed. In the past, they would succeed with something like that. People before, on average, would kind of, the mainstream media doesn't like him. I better vote against him. It didn't work. It doesn't work anymore. It's a badge of honor when the media lies about yours truly and says stuff. Go ahead, Dan, finish up your point.
Well, the other thing, Alex, is that I think people need to understand is that in the case of Rand Paul, the acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. And Rand, I believe, understands that in terms of the debt, we're in the bottom of the ninth, two outs, and nobody's on. Now, what I think is going to be the two big things in 2011 is going to be the clash of the titans between Ron Paul and Bernanke and the continuing resolution in terms of funding the government. And I think things are going to come to a head as people begin to wake up more largely that we are in the bottom of the ninth with nobody on base and this thing is really bad. And then the last thing I like to say that actually had a conversation about this majorly enough over Christmas dinner around 9-1-1, and the conversation evolved to the point that says that the real way to get to unraveling this is to begin to enlarge the scope of the conversation to include the following that says that, you know what, if George Bush says they attacked us because they hate our freedom, and you can only conclude from that A, they won, but the other side of it is the economics, which says that the ROI on the money spent on the war on terror has not brought a return. And to drill it down into that level of that paradigm, you know, we're spending this money, and what have we got?
Well, but it's more than that, and I appreciate your call. Again, excellent points. The globalists love to hide things in plain view with riddles. The terrorist attacked us because they hate our freedom. The terrorist is the military-industrial complex that sits inside the banking cartel that's setting up the global eugenics government and that pyramidal structure. And, of course, they attacked us because they hate our freedom. It's true. It's just who they say attacked us isn't who really did it. And no one can deny, even if you believe the official fable of 9-11 that's been completely proven to be a fairy tale, who can deny they're using 9-11 to take our liberties and to rob us and to steal and to keep their crime secret? No one can deny that. Let's continue here. Let's talk to Mark in Florida. You're on the air.
Excelsior, Alex. I'm hoping that the Patriots farewell in their 2011 attempts to wake up the ignorant population. Man will kill his fellow man for food, and that's evidenced by the government employees that attacked the Michigan mother that helped children on a school bus and the police officer that beat up an old woman because she didn't water her lawn. But in the summertime, had she watered her lawn, she probably would have got beaten up for watering it.
No, I mean, that's the bottom line. A tyranny is where the criminal government erects laws so they can come suck off of us and feed off of us. They pass laws that in any common sense society would not be illegal.
Well, and I'm hoping the Patriots will fill up their city councils, because city council is where the blood draws begin. City council is where the fluoride begins. City council is where you get beat to death for watering your lawn begins. And the Patriots need to fill up the elected offices and
exactly.
Run the federal government.
You've got, and the state. I mean, you know, the state needs to come together And I appreciate the call. If you go back to the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, when we really knew this stuff was for real 3 years ago, it says for insurrection by the people of the states and the states to replace governors, to put a governor's council in, which they now did this year, 2010. And, I mean, they know it's legitimate, it's real, the states are the people, they can say no, and they're getting everything set up with the threat fusion centers and everything to take control of this country. It's an illegitimate hijacking, a usurpation. We're being usurped. Let's go ahead and talk to Kent in Ohio. Kent, you're on the air.
Hi. I've got just a couple of questions for you, Alex. I'm a Planet TV member, by the way.
I'm sure
we listen to it. My wife and I listen to it every single day. In 2010, it became apparent that the banks are insolvent, and the FDIC is shot, and cities and pensions are all bust, and debt won't be serviceable when the interest goes up, and you know they will go up. Crooks are trying to collapse it all. So I've got two questions. One, after the currency does collapse, and it probably will, right, and after the stores don't have a workable currency to buy food for their shelves, how long do you think it'll be before, you know, a new currency gets in place and things will get back to normal and I'll be able to go back to the store again and buy some food? Will I need 6 months or 2 years, or how long do you think it will be before normalcy? Because everybody talks about everything collapsing, but how long will it be before things might come back to some kind of normalcy?
Well, again, that's a very complex question. I appreciate that call. I mean, to try to answer that properly, it's not simple. The globalists have a lot of different tracks they're working on, and they have announced decades ago they wanted an Amero. And then 2010, the IMF announced they want a global Bancor or Bancor. And they've already are operating with a global digital currency, the SDR, that the global banks just issue to themselves. Here, want a trillion? Here, have another trillion for themselves. While they shut down the regular economy and freeze lending at levels not seen in modern history. And so it really won't be the currency crashes overnight and then you just can't use it. It's just that things cost more. Then they have a public devaluation, and then they bring in a global cashless currency. Already, when you ship overseas, the Postal Service is in SDRs, okay? And we're already going into that, and so they just phase out cash. But under the SDR system, private banks, under the SDR system, companies, you can just print off money, and there could be 1,000 different flavors that has the barcode and code on it and then is redeemable at certain places. So you'll still have regional cash, corporate cash, different types of notes or receipts that are symbols of that digital money. But they're just bypassing the Bancor. They're bypassing the euro. They're bypassing. Those were all stepping stones to global credits that are on your cell phone or, you know, in a credit card or a chip in your hand. I mean, this is the admission. And so, in a depression, though, there could be some shortages, some problems, some things like that. But I don't just see, you know, suddenly all your money is completely worthless. It's more in a process that happens until you get like Zimbabwe or Weimar Germany or Argentina, where people go in to have a 2-hour meal and they want to pay up front because it's going to be, you know, 5-10 points more by the time they're done eating. I mean, that does happen. But before they get to that, they'll just move it into something else. And then it just robs and destroys savings and the rest of it. And then prices go up and it kills people that are on fixed incomes. Let's go ahead and talk to Bill in Connecticut. You're on the air.
Yeah. Hi, Alex. I started listening to you back in October. First off, I'd like to applaud you for the courage of doing what you're doing. When I started researching everything and about what you were saying, I was trying to find flaws in it and discrepancies, but I couldn't find any. And I became very freaked out. And I went to, excuse me, I have the flu, so I'm a little bit under the weather here.
Sorry to hear that.
I went to see a shaman who I was an apprentice of for several years, and I drove 80 miles to see him. And basically, he said that You have less to fear than these people. It's a time, we're going through a time right now of where there's so many light workers coming to the planet. This might sound a little crazy, but he said that so much is being revealed. And he reminded me that if you look at all the pedophiles that were recently exposed in the Catholic Church, and I was brought up Catholic, so I think I can say that, we're going through a time where more of this is happening. And that these people, he said to me, you're afraid that these people are going to get away with it. He said, but they're not. We're coming into a time when these people will be exposed. And he said that Mother Earth will shake them off like nothing, like they're fleas on her back. And one thing he said, don't forget that the underpinning of all of this, of these elites, is demonic at its very core, in that the light is always stronger than darkness. He said to me, when you walk into a room and you flip on a light, the darkness can't say, I don't want to go away. Well, the darkness doesn't have a choice.
Well, I tend to agree with you. I mean, that's really the big truth, is that if we refuse to stand up and tell the truth and bring light into the world, they're going to win. All we have to do is resist when we're in the right, and corruption will implode. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. There is a great awakening happening, and the system is countering. This is the big battle against good and evil. I mean, it's just that simple. And there are those that are attracted to darkness and evil, and they congregate together. And there are good people that love honor and truth and justice. And we congregate together, but because we're free spirits, we don't do it as much as the evil. The evil tends to get together more. And also the globalists are masters at getting good people to join evil operations, believing it's good. But they've gone too far, coming out and saying torture is good, and then torture of children is good, and, you know, big law enforcement seminars that were in the news on Monday, you know, where they're saying we will kill the Muslims and we will kill their children. And then the reporters, it was in four different newspapers, turned to other cops and said, you don't agree with that, do you? And they're like, yes, we do. I mean, they have really been given over to a peer pressure spirit of evil. And they really believe there's this big Muslim threat out there. They don't understand it's been manufactured. And even if it was this great threat, you don't give up your soul to beat evil. You don't become the devil to fight the devil. And that's the, you know, really the bottom line of the entire equation. But there is a great awakening that we're part of right now. The question is, how painful is it going to be going through this? Okay? And humanity goes through these cycles. And I just, you know, I'm a Christian, and I believe it. I've had a personal experience. But I know that what we're taught in the modern churches is not anywhere in the Bible. I actually read the Bible. I actually, you know, study it. I study history. And I know that what is taught is not Christianity. It's a religion of laying down, a religion of not facing evil. That's the current religion. That's not Christianity. And no one who's actually read the Bible would be confused. They say, it's the end of the world, I'm laying down. Well, I mean that is just a total mind game, total mind control. Pastor in Ohio, what's your take on that? Do we have Pastor in Ohio?
It is.
Go ahead, sir.
Well, I agree with you 100% as far as what you're saying, Alex. And like I said before, I've mounted my own little campaign where I'm at here in Ohio, trying to wake up other ministers to the fact that they're going to be held accountable for what they tell their people. But the other thing, you know, Alex, I guess one of the best things that's happened to people this year is the fact that you have opened up a lot of eyes. And I talk to a lot of people, my congregation and people outside of my congregation, and I tell them all that they need to listen to your program. I tell them how to get online, the whole everything. And what you've done, Alex, is you have made people more aware as far as what's going on. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, every time I call you, the only reason I call you is because I got something that I need to tell you. Do you know about these ICY tactical platforms that they're putting up in outside Walmart parking lots and and parks and things.
It's all part of police state visibility. Checkpoints, these towers that raise up with microphones, cameras, other surveillance devices. All of the post office vehicles are now being retrofitted to spy on everybody. It's the military-industrial complex eating America, militarizing the police, and just getting everybody accustomed to uniforms and checkpoints and bag searches, and they phase it in. You know, first they start a no-refusal weekend with taking blood. Then it's no-refusal 24-7. Then it's no warrants. Then it's checkpoints outside the Walmart, telescreens inside. Next, it's being searched to go in, searched to go out. I mean, they're... It starts with showing them what's in your bag when you walk up, showing your ID when you buy gasoline because you might be a terrorist. That's starting. Showing an ID to get some cough medicine. I mean, they're just getting us used to constantly asking questions, constantly being checked, but the border stays wide open. And it's very diabolical. What's your take on it?
Well, I agree with you 100%. And you know what you've been saying, you know, about the churches and stuff. You know, I respect the fact that you have that relationship with the Lord and all, and know that comes first as far as defeating anything. But, you know, one of the big things that I'm telling people now is, you know what, you're not going to wake up until you get out of the mainline denominational churches and start searching the scriptures for yourself. Because until then, you are going to believe everything that you're told, and you're not going to believe anything that is actually...
No, I mean, most big mainline churches, it all sounds good, and they're real slick, but you might as well just go to a Satanism meeting. I mean, it's the same thing. It's pure death. And you don't hear them saying, stop abortion. If your church isn't fighting abortion, total New World Order, might as well go worship Satan.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
There's a gun in every
global engineers, the dehumanizers, are trying to fully alter the species so that we can never revolt again, irrevocably changing us into their nightmare image. Those of us that go forward, most will not go into the future if they complete this program. Now, it is so blasphemous, it is so wicked, it is so destructive, it's going to be hard for them to carry it out. We need to stand against the New World Order. We need to say no. They built an artificial habitat, a system of control to make us comfortable while removing true value, while removing true liberty and what really matters, while attacking and assaulting our minds, our souls, our bodies, our families, everything that is what humans are truly designed to be. And going into this year, I think it's most important that folks realize we are all under attack by this ruthless guild of psychopaths. Their admissions are legion. Their hatred is public. Their sickening propaganda is cartoonish. But they count on the average person being afraid, being so scared of reality that they buy into the cartoonish lie. The truth is right there. It's evident. All we have to have is courage and stand up and say no. But as I've said many times, it's only courage for people that don't know the full spectrum. When you really have studied this situation, you understand it is not courage. It is survival instinct. There's no getting out of this. Globalism, the New World Order, everything they sell you with their corporate images and their messages, it leads people to unhappiness. It leads people to death and destruction and being unhealthy. The New World Order does come to kill, steal, and destroy. And you don't have to believe in God, devil, whatever. Just please admit that the New World Order is real and that they sure act wicked like a devil. You know, I talk to so many atheists and people, and they're like, I don't like your Bohemian Grove film and Skull and Bones. I don't believe in that stuff. Well, even if you don't believe in a physical devil, a physical dark entity, a force in the universe, world leaders running around naked in orgies and devil worshiping on record, and it's mainly mainline conservatives, I mean, that doesn't show you how phony they are, how weird they are. I mean, would you hang out with a neighbor if they were like that? Maybe you would. Maybe you think that's cute. Destructive lifestyles like that. The globalists revel in people's ignorance. And so many people who've been in ignorance all their lives, who grew up in front of a television set in their you-know-what filled diapers, they hold on to their ignorance like it's valuable, like it's a cloak of gold, like it's the keys to Valhalla, when it's your ball and chain. It is a fraud. You will become empowered. The universe will open up to you. You will have great discernment the minute you decide you want to know the truth. The minute you decide and admit that there's a lot going on in the world. The minute you decide to get out of the willful ignorance. And I know most of you are way past willful ignorance. You know, all of us are still willfully ignorant in certain areas. We've all got to work on ourselves. I'm not on some high horse here, but I do know myself. And I also know the globalists. I know the enemy. And when you really look into their writings and their works and who they are, and when you really study them, and then when you can start actually seeing them with the only way I can describe it is spiritual eyes, it's not courage, ladies and gentlemen, to fight them, okay? How could you do anything other than resist these monsters? Look at your children. Look at innocence. Look at everything that's good and wholesome. Look at what our ancestors went through for us to have the little bit of liberty and dignity we have now. That's all that matters is freedom, is honor, is goodness. Let's learn to recognize good from evil again, and everything else will follow in due course. I want to thank God for a great, wonderful year and blessing, and I want to thank the great crew. I want to thank all of you, the listeners. Have a safe New Year's. I'll see you back for the first live show of the year, Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central.
Online. And on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.